for survival food.
Welcome to America Tonight. Climb on in. Kate Delaney, happy to be here as the skipper of this ship. And we are moving in some interesting waters, almost like we're going through a channel with locks, if you know what I mean. Especially when it comes to Washington. Only we can never seem to get out of the channel. We're just stuck there. They're checking our papers. And they're checking our papers, and they're checking our papers again. And the analogy I know is a stretch, but let's just say the Democrats and the Republicans haven't done anything to get off a dime. They haven't done it. The Democrats are firm on cuts to entitlement programs, meaning Social Security, Medicare, all that kind of stuff. And the Republicans are saying, you know, forget the whole taxes. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is... taxes weren't really on the table. So what has to happen here, folks? Do you even want Congress to solve this crisis? Do you think it's more of a hyped up version of what could happen here if we default on the loans? See, that's the thing. It is easy to help your side. Let's be honest about it. If you really pump it up. Hey, I'm just saying, I work for the president, I'm the Secretary of the Treasury, and I know if we don't do something about this and we default on these loans, the dollar will tank and interest rates will soar and it'll be Armageddon. Where's Bruce Willis when you need him? So here's the president on having to do the right thing. He spoke early on Monday in Washington, and he talked about having a very pointed message for progressives. Take a listen.
Suddenly, interest rates are going up significantly, and everybody is paying higher interest rates on their car loans, on their mortgages, on their credit cards, and that's sucking up a whole bunch of additional money out of the pockets of American people. I promise you, they won't like that. The leaders in the room here, at a certain point, have to step up and do the right thing, regardless of the voices in our respective parties that are trying to undermine that effort.
I'll tell you what, mortgage rates, yes, I've talked to a lot of people where mortgage rates have already gone up, but in talking mortgages and then talking about car interest rates and then talking credit card interest rates, they're already sticking voodoo pins in us anyway. And when I say they're sticking the pins into us, it's really the people who are not making the huge bucks. If you're making huge bucks, it's a different atmosphere, stratosphere, if you will, than if you're just kind of making it. Even if you feel like you're doing okay, you can afford to go out to dinner, you know, you can afford to go to movies. After I had the sticker shock of $41 for the XD technology and the 3D technology for two adults and one child. But you can afford it, so you're not overly concerned about that. The problem is even when they talk about who it will affect, like, well, why can't we go after the people who have the money? Why can't the people who are wealthy pay more as they should be paying more? You know, this argument we keep hearing. And it doesn't wash, though. So Dick Durbin has his own thoughts on the deficit talks, and he says the Speaker of the House, he just can't deliver what has to be delivered.
Unfortunately, over the weekend, Speaker Boehner said, I can't deliver. I can't produce on my side. We also, of course, had Congressman Cantor in the Biden talks walk out at 1.2. The Republicans have to stay at the table. They have to work with the Democrats. We both have to be willing to put things on the table and get this resolved.
All right. Are they going to get it resolved? Are they going to raise the eligibility age from 65 to 67 for Medicare? You know, is Social Security going to be messed around with? Or what's going to happen there? And for some of you, you care about that. You care about no cost of living for 2 years, and, you know, ultimately, what does that mean? If we look at the debt limit, $14.3 trillion is the number. We know that. The debt ceiling, they're going to blow past it August 2nd. And then in looking at the figures and the number that needs to get the government through the end of 2012, what is it? The number is $2.4 trillion, supposedly, or $4 trillion. That's a broader deficit reduction plan. But that was thrown off the table, so I don't see them going back to this one. In looking at the true value of what the raw economic numbers of the debt, when looking at that and trying to compare it, it's like Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, said, we need 218 votes. That's when he left the Capitol for the debt talks at the White House over the weekend. And what is 218? Of course, it's what you need to approve any kind of a measure in the House. So that's more than half of the 435. And Cantor calculates the 218 and figures that, you know, they'll get that. And then you have this problem. By August 2nd, the House could have a couple of vacancies. Remember the one that was occupied by the package man, Congressman Anthony Weiner. And also, you have a seat that was held by a former Congresswoman, Jane Harman, is unfilled. But there is a special election on Tuesday, so that seat rather gets filled. Remember, Harman, Democrat from California. And Gabby Giffords not voting. So that changes those numbers a little bit there. It's like with the segment we do in looking at the numbers we can count, which in fact is coming up here on America Tonight. We will look at the numbers. So going back to the top numbers that I talked about, will they agree on $4 trillion in spending reductions? Will they agree on only $2 trillion in spending cuts? Or do we just smash into the debt ceiling, and will it have these catastrophic effects that we keep hearing about? And what I keep coming back to is the chained CPI. I explained it on a previous show as a measurement, as a form of measuring it, of what the debt is. The chained CPI is a calculation based on consumer cost. And that's what we're talking about with Social Security. Because there isn't, the measurement has to be that way, I think. What chained CPI is, it means basically that your benefits that you're getting right now could be cut. Could be cut. So here's the other thing. You got to be careful what you wish for. Got to be careful about that. So if you say, oh, don't raise the debt ceiling, then what can happen is the Democrats could turn around and say, oh, full speed ahead with this, or this, or vice versa. I think it gets raised. That's what my vote is. No matter what we say or say, dig in and don't do it. I say it gets raised, but at the last moment. It'll happen on August 2nd. I bet it'll happen on August 2nd. All right, coming up, a little Bad Boys action just to mix it up. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment consistent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, go to school and learning the golden rule apparently wasn't something that happened to Pac-Man Jones. Pac-Man Jones is a bad penny. He was a decent football player at one time, but he gunked up his life, I think, with all the craziness that always ultimately is part of Pac-Man Jones's world. Although he says that this isn't his fault and he should not have been arrested. Do you know what I'm talking about with the Jones incident? Well, just think of loud voices. Think of crazy nonsense where he could be in a bar somewhere. And always a problem with a lot of guys in the NFL. In fact, I think they should steer clear of most bars unless they own the bar. And it's after their career because it just never works out for any of these guys in the NFL, for the most part. When they get in there, maybe it's because of the people that end up around them or their posse or, I don't know, probably a whole bunch of different reasons. So here's what Pac-Man Jones had to say about the fact that he's really innocent and he should not have been arrested for a little bit of a scuffle in a bar. Take a listen.
They charged me with drunk in public. I haven't been drinking. I was with my wife. It was her birthday. It don't make no sense for me. It's no reason why I should have got locked up. No reason.
All right. We want to believe you, but, geez, I don't know. Can you believe this guy? The Bengals must just cringe. Of course, they've had their share of dealing with bad boys, as this segment is called. And the Vegas DA, by the way, is looking at the arrest, is digging deeper into it. And they're saying that Jones might actually face up to a year in prison in the desert, in Nevada, for violating his probation, because people forget about that. He had a stay out of trouble order. And they're saying that now there's a chance that he might have done that, because they're talking about these resisting arrest and misdemeanor disorderly charges that followed what happened at that Ohio bar. And he was, remember, sentenced to 1 year probation in February for what happened in 2007 when there was an incident at a Las Vegas strip club that left three people shot. So he would have been wise to stay far away from the booze and the atmosphere in any kind of a club slash bar. That's when he gets into trouble. In fact, Nevada is a place where if you're not caught in the net and you go to Nevada, you probably will get caught. Remember O.J. Simpson in what happened with him, the armed robbery and kidnapping case. He's serving 9 to 33 in a prison. We'll see if Pac-Man Jones gets his year. Speaking of the NFL, worth mentioning here quickly, the NFL, there are reports that maybe they might have a deal by next week. Do you believe it? There might be an agreement during the league meetings in Atlanta. So that would be July 21st if that happens. Oh, give some applause. Woo! I got some weak applause, but I'm going to offer it up, because I'm telling you, I can't imagine Sundays without the NFL. I can't imagine what would happen around the country. I'm just saying out loud, thinking domestic violence issues. I'm thinking people that really need that extra money that they get from working somewhere at whatever stadium that they work out, all the way around. Not a good thing if the NFL is out. I heard that it wasn't going to come back, but we'll see. All right, one other one here for quickly the bad boys file. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward had bloodshot eyes, they say, and failed field sobriety tests during a traffic stop in Atlanta that landed him a drunk driving charge. That was just released on Monday. So, wow, you think of Hines Ward and Dancing with the Stars. So from Dancing to the Stars to a failed sobriety test. And it happened about 2:30 in the morning on Saturday after he left his lane, I guess at one point, hit a curb. He has a Aston Martin, and that's when he was stopped and questioned and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So Super Bowl champ, Dancing with the Stars champ, now loser with the drunk driving charge. And what the cop was asking him questions, he said he just had a couple of bottles of beer 3 hours earlier. But when he got out of the car, did the test, handheld breath, all that kind of stuff, he didn't do so well. So that's not good. Swaying back and forth, getting agitated, doesn't bode well. Also not boding well for many related to the sports game it is a sport of champions, sport of kings. That would be horse racing. Horse racing's in trouble in Minnesota. If you remember, the problem in Minnesota is government shutdown. So what services has that affected? Matt Johnson and I were talking off the air, and Matt, you were saying that it's been over 11 days, and seriously, there are some industries that have been affected, including horse racing, right?
Yeah, because the
they need the Minnesota, it's the Racing Commission that has to regulate all the races that are happening at Canterbury Downs and also the Flying Aces, which is harness racing. And so far, Canterbury Downs have said that they've lost over $2 million in the 11 days that it's been shut down. And they've been trying, I know, I'm not exactly sure where it stands right now, but I know they've tried to file a couple of different court injunctions, but so far haven't been successful yet because, and they're running the risk of losing the rest of the season because a lot of these horse owners and the jockeys and the trainers, they're going to pull out because they're not making any money right now and they can move on to another track in another state.
Yeah.
And end up making money, and they're just in a holding pattern right now, and until, you know, this injunction can get filed and it can get, you know, turned over where they are allowed to race again, they're not looking too shabby there.
Oh boy, that would be just so brutal, just the just common everyday things that you take for granted that you have to deal with.
The other thing, too, I mean, I've been going to a couple of weddings recently, and the one wedding I have coming up in a couple of weeks, they're worried of whether or not they're going to be able to get their marriage license because they're not able. I mean, all the offices are closed. I mean, you have rest stops that aren't open. There's just a lot of things you kind of take for granted. You can't buy lottery tickets. That's how I was talking about you on the break.
Sure.
They're losing money left and right on just everything because people can't seem to get together. And it's just partisan politics and not being able to come to an agreement and people just being stubborn.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? You heard it. Matt said there are partisan politics and people not being able to come up with a deal. Very much like what we're seeing on the federal level, isn't it? All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we are going to do a little odds and ends because we've got the space shuttle getting an extra day. They got to be happy about that with the Atlantis. They'll come back a day later, and this is the final dip into space on our own ship as the shuttles will be mothballed, actually sent to museums, and be on display for everybody to see, but forget about it otherwise. So what does that mean? Was this the right move to make, or was this a terrible, terrible move? And I say this is a tough call. It's a tough call because we can ill afford the billions that we're paying in space. But at the same time, what are we losing out by not being there? Think of the hundreds of discoveries that have led to some amazing medical breakthroughs. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Delaney America tonight, jumping right into the deep end of the pool, known as odds and ends. Speaking of jumping in to that side of the pool, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's presidential campaign starting to get a few body blows. Her husband Marcus is turning out to be kind of a detriment. He is a non-certified Christian therapist who operates a clinic called Bachman and Associates, and he's been accused of practicing therapy to supposedly turn gay people to straight. It's been rejected by lots of psychologists and psychiatrists and whatever. But the gist of this is Marcus Bachman made assertions that gays need to be educated like barbarians. And that's that's one thing. But he denied that the clinic was involved in doing that. And then, of course, there are people that are stepping forward and refuting that and saying, no, that's not true. And this is a story of a spouse, too, because what about the financial side of it and some of the breaks that he's enjoying of the loopholes that she wants to close up. So the therapy that her husband performs isn't covered under most insurance plans. So it's interesting in how they describe the treatment they build when they build insurance companies. There's a huge tug of war as to, you know, what really is going on here with the Bachmans and with the government funding. What does it mean for the government funding? And that's, I think, where people would really go after her, because Bachman and Associates has gotten $30,000 in state funds. So you see where, or you see why this is a black eye for her. All right, let's go to Mr. Anonymous in Missouri. Hi.
Hey, hello there.
I love that.
I just thought it'd be better to go by that so I don't get audited.
There you go.
last week, Obama was whining and complaining about all the rich people using their corporate jets and getting tax breaks for corporate jets. I was just wondering when he's going to take America's corporate jet away from his wife.
Touche. That's not happening anytime soon.
I mean, you know, she travels all over the world, takes 100 people with her, or however many she takes, and you know, who's picking up that dime?
We are.
Exactly.
But you know what the argument there would be? The argument would be, this is the first lady, and you can't have her in harm's way. She can't fly commercial, of course, and you have to have the Secret Service and all that other sort of stuff. So there would be a shoot back argument on it. But I agree with you. If they're burning up a lot of jet fuel, then so be it. It's tough to cast stones if that's the case.
Exactly. You know, maybe she should stay home and help the people here a little bit first.
There you go. No more traveling. We put the kibosh on that, because I agree with you. We don't spend enough time on our own soil figuring out our own problems, let alone figuring out everybody else's problems. We're a young country, 235 years old. Come on. We need a little love.
Exactly.
Yeah, come on. Exactly. Bye-bye. Give us a little break here. We need some love, not rejection. No, we don't need rejection. All right, I wanted to cut to a couple of other things. That's why I called Odds and Ends, including this story. A sad story when we see what happened, unfortunately, in Texas last week, where you had a fan that died after catching a ball that was thrown up into the stands. Well, I thought I did a double take when I saw the photograph of this Keith Carmichael and his friends, his buddies. They had caught three balls during the home run derby on Monday night. They wanted more. He almost got more than he bargained for, a header to a pool deck about 20 feet below. He started to fall over that railing, and they were able to get him in before before he completely slipped away. And he was chasing a home run hit by Prince Fielder. But he was saved from a big-time fall when his brother and a friend grabbed him around the legs and arms and pulled him back as he dangled above the deck area behind the pool at Chase Field. I know that area. And this is the same day as there was this memorial service for Shannon Stone, that 38-year-old fan, as I mentioned, who died last week trying to catch a ball thrown into the stands at the Rangers home game. I'll tell you what, I think that more teams may adopt the Philadelphia Phillies approach, where you just tell the outfielders and they can tell the people in the stands they can't toss any balls back to them. That keeps things a little bit safer. It's not 100% safer, but it keeps them a little bit safer. And maybe some of these other places should do the same thing, because they're obviously struggling big time with that. They're, you know, higher fences, how could you do that? We might as well be at the roller derby and be far enough away from the players who lace them up and go round and round and round. But I bet it was a scary moment for Keith Carmichael and his slip almost into the books, but as the tragedy that happened before the All-Star break. Can hardly believe the All-Star game, by the way, is here already. Do you believe that it's on Tuesday night? Wow. Where does the time go? Feels like just yesterday that I was punching out thousands and thousands and thousands of ballots. Did you fill out thousands and thousands as I did? Ooh, maybe. Here's another fallout or an end to one of the jurors on the Casey Anthony trial. Remember, people are still smarting from the fact that she was acquitted. And, of course, of the most heinous things, the murder of her child. Now she will profit on the back of that little girl Kaylee's death. And I get it, the reasonable doubt thing, but wow. I'm surprised. I thought for sure she would go down for something. For sure she would go down. But she was found not guilty. Not guilty. Somebody's cutting me the transcript, and I'm going to go over her transcript to see if I see any kind of holes in that sucker. I'm just betting it's kind of like Swiss cheese. I think I'm pretty right on this one. All right, moving down that highway that I like to call the overnight thrill, because after all, we're up when so many other people are asleep. You come across some interesting things on the internet. I'm not just talking about the bloggers, by the way. I'm talking about some of the other things, including the fact that you have an NBA star that was offered a job at KFC. Yes, it's true. Uh-huh. Sean Kingston, guy who had a close call, then later realizing he had to work. Oh, maybe better take this job thing seriously. Might have to do that. How about this one about the dog surviving 150 feet fall? 150 feet. And this happened in Washington, and volunteers organized a rescue for Sasha, who's a Bernese mountain dog, is home safe, of course, and whatnot. But this dog fell 150 feet in the Olympic Mountains. Oh, can you imagine watching that from afar? And the paper did nothing. There was no barks for help, any of that kind of stuff. And luckily, after hours and hours of searching for this dog, they didn't have the right equipment or experience or any of that stuff, but when they returned home on Wednesday night, they asked for hope and help and prayers and everything you can imagine by posting mountaineering websites. And after 3 days, there were a bunch of climbers who volunteered to look for the dog. They found the dog alive 150 feet from the summit on a narrow shelf. Wow. Now, that's loyalty. I think that my owner may come up in this direction, right? And here I be. Here I be. Ooh, scary. Japanese beef. Don't eat it. It might be perfectly safe, but they are saying they found high levels of radiation in the Japanese beef. Turned up kind of all over the place. And who knows who's had it tested and who hasn't had it tested, but I think it's enough to scare the bejesus out of you, as one of my good friends would say. They took beef samples from 11 cows that were shipped from a single farm. It showed levels of radiation from 1530 to 3200. Oof. 11 cows from one single farm. What does it say about the rest of them? So the Tokyo government said that the testing had detected radiation levels 3 to 6 times the legal limit in a beef area.
Ooh.
The cows were shipped to Tokyo this month from a city that's, I want to say, 20 miles in the no-go area around Fukushima. All right, we move from odds and ends to we can count. Yes, we can, loud and proud. And that's coming up as we kick the can down the road.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Alright, time for another edition of We Can Count. This is one of my favorite stories. We need some happy stories. I feel like we keep pounding the drum, beating the drum, whatever, over the whole debt ceiling thing, and is it fear-mongering, and Tiny Tim speaks, and here's the Democrats, and here's the Republicans. So, forget that. Here's what tops We Can Count and really intrigues me. How about a traveler who flew 10 million miles. There was a movie about this. It was called Up in the Air. George Clooney played the main guy. And he was a single man who was all about the points he got and how many miles he flew and all that stuff. Turns out there really is a guy like that. Tom Stuker, his name is. So when he calls United Airlines to get a flight, he just has to say hello, and the agent recognizes him always, because he's the number one customer. And he became the first person to ever hit that 10 million mile mark in the United's Mileage Plus program. He's a consultant in the automotive industry, So he's flown, they say, about 6,000 United flights since 82. Ooh, are you kidding me? He says he's taken about 600 honeymoons with the woman of his dreams in the last 15 years. And he says the woman of his dreams is travel, that he got hooked a long time ago. And it doesn't matter if he's in Africa on a safari or Paris or, you know, pick the place, whatever the place is. But now they're naming a Boeing 747-400 in his honor. And they're giving him the first ever titanium United Mileage Plus card. So how about that? So all that was true. They had that in the movie, and I thought, oh, that's so hilarious that they're playing it up. They, sure, they might make a big deal about it, but I didn't realize that you really do get all that. And I'm sorry. It is exciting. It can be exciting to travel, but that much, I'd want to be grounded. And then plus with the what you have to deal with the airlines now, oh, yeah, forget about it. All that waiting, that hurry up and waiting, flights getting canceled, and occasionally doing it is one thing, but having to do it as much as he had to do it, because you heard the amount that I said of flights, etc., yeah, I'm going to say forget it. All right, LinkedIn passed MySpace as number two on the U.S. social networking scale. How about that? MySpace just fell to the curb. It just fell apart. MySpace was the cool, hip thing to do probably 5 years ago, maybe even before that. But LinkedIn has, they say, 33.9 million unique visitors. In June, they had that. That's an increase of about 500,000 from the month before. And this is from Comscore. It's a company that does that analytics of the internet. Contrasting that, fewer than 33.5 million Americans visited MySpace last month. About 1.4 million U.S. visitors, a drop of that from May. So, I mean, they still do have active users, like 130 million. And LinkedIn has 150 million. But it shows that MySpace, see, this is the problem with these companies, lack of imagination. They didn't reinvent themselves when they needed to do it. And then you have all these other social networking places like Twitter. Facebook obviously did it. LinkedIn, they jump on it. They beat them to the punch. Jumping around and talking about numbers a little bit here, and desperately trying to keep the mood light. Really. Because it's easy to do, it's easy to hit you with the hard stuff. But in trying to do that, how about the number one girl? You know who the number one girl is in the entertainment industry? It would be the Beckham's baby daughter, of course. They already have three sons, so while you were sleeping, Victoria Beckham gave birth to a daughter. How about that? Four kids for the Beckhams. Well, they can afford them. So, why not? And she has kind of a crazy, she's got kind of a crazy name going along the route of, okay, I'm famous, so I can name my daughter whatever I choose to name her. And for the life of me, that name has escaped me. But I promise you I will think of it within a few minutes here. She had one of those names, like three names connected, and that didn't make, you know, not as bad as Gwyneth Paltrow when she pulled out Apple. I'm just saying, if that kid is not completely in that rarefied famous person's air, I think it might be a little bit tough to go in and say, my name's Apple. And I believe you would get a few interesting looks. That's why so many people end up taking their middle name as their first name, because they don't, when they're given a name, a crazy name, they end up taking the middle name, but she had a nutty name all the way across. Matt, did you hear that story, what her name was? I can't remember her name. Can't remember what the kid's name was. I'm going to think of it. First baby girl. What was that middle name? Somebody even texted to me and asked me if I thought it was a... See, that shows you how the Hollywood stuff just goes in and out of my head, just like that. The daughter's name was Harper 7 Beckham. Harper 7. Sounds like a production company to me. But 7 pounds, 10 ounces. That's not bad, 7 pounds, 10 ounces. A lot different than the 16-pound baby that was born in Texas. 16 pounds would be so tough. 16, oof. All right, back to the reality of life. We were talking about road accidents the last couple of days, and they say now at least 44 schoolboys were killed. Ooh. And more injured when the truck they were traveling in skidded off a highway, plunged into a canal. And this happened outside of Bangladesh. The boys were 10 to 13, and they were from the Mizrahi sub-district of that area. And they were returning to their villages from a soccer tournament earlier in the day. Ooh. That's rough. And the number that that went down. They recovered 12 bodies from that canal. They say at least 15 people were admitted to the hospital in serious condition, other students. And I would say it'd be pretty tough in that village because road accidents are pretty common in Bangladesh. They say about 12,000 people die every year in traffic accidents. Can you imagine? It's like we have that expression about, well, it's like getting hit by a car. Only in Bangladesh, truly, if someone says that to you, beware if you ever make it over there because people are hit constantly by cars and they're on a bikes or, you know, whatever. It's reckless and terrible driving, poor road conditions, and that's most of the reason why we're in the situation that we're in when it comes to the roads. 12,000 people in traffic accidents, 44 schoolboys dead, killed, and they were just coming back from a soccer tournament earlier in the day. Oh, so, so sad. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me at americatonight.net. Go to the website, click on the email, and bada bing, you're in.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about, things?
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.